Maybe you've heard that Milwaukee is one of the most segregated metro areas in the nation, and statistics support that reputation. Yet what's talked about less are the reasons the community is divided and the consequences. Beginning today, WUWM is tackling that subject in a series we call Project Milwaukee, Segregation Matters. Annalise Henzel is executive producer, and she joins us for a preview this morning. Hello, Annalise.
Hi, Rachel.
So please tell us how the idea for this series came about.
In large part, the reason we chose to address the issue of segregation at this time is listeners. About a year ago, we launched Bubbler Talk. That's our series that invites people to visit our website and ask any question they have about the Milwaukee area. A lot of the inquiries have had a lighter tone, but the most common question has been some version of this one, which Wauwatosa resident Ken Shellen asked.
How did we become so segregated?
Now, Ken told me he wasn't just curious about Metro Milwaukee's reputation. He also wanted to understand the dynamics at play here.
When I hear we're the most segregated city, I just wonder what that means. Does that mean just geographically we all live mostly with people like us, or is it economically? Or, you know, I wanted to kind of unpack the data and understand what that means when I hear that phrase. Most segregated.
Ken's question suggests there's a lot to this subject. So how did you go about approaching it for Project Milwaukee?
We decided to focus chiefly on the divide between Black and white residents, both because that's the inquiry that came up time and time again, and because the split is so pronounced here. We turn to UW-Milwaukee Professor Mark Levine for some facts and figures. He's the founding director of UWM's Center for Economic Development and has studied segregation extensively.
90% of the African-American households in metropolitan Milwaukee live in the city of Milwaukee. That's a much higher percentage than in virtually any metropolitan area in the country. By contrast, only a little over 20% of the white households in metropolitan Milwaukee live in the city.
We'll be digging more into the numbers, the dividing lines, and how they developed. We'll also ask whether there's something inherently wrong about living in areas with little diversity. David Pate is a professor in the Helen Bader School of Social Welfare at UWM. He says it's okay to want to live among family or friends and people who share your culture.
There's something about segregation that can be really good for people, but also it can be something that's really bad because you just don't have the same opportunities.
Pate points out that segregated African-American neighborhoods in Milwaukee tend to be the city's poorest, and that can make it hard for residents to get ahead. Jobs and networking opportunities can be scarce, and if people don't have cars, that can further limit their possibilities. Pate adds that segregation also is a problem if people can't live where they wish because they're unwelcome.
And what about the possibility of people forming stereotypes about other people because they've never associated with people of different races? Is that something that will come up in the series?
Yes, it will, including in our conversation with the Reverend Joe Elwanger. He marched alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to end segregation in the South decades ago. Elwanger says we still need to have difficult conversations about race relations today.
There are people on the edges, white people, specifically, who just literally will not come into the central city or even downtown Milwaukee because of their fears of what? That's what has to be unpacked. What are people really, really afraid of?
And what might we lose because of our fears? It's part of the issue that nags at Ken Shellen, the Wauwatosa man who asked us to explore segregation in Milwaukee.
The more people that grow up in a kind of insulated atmosphere like that, the less contact we're going to have among different groups and, you know, all the good things that come from diversity, we're missing out on all those things.
We'll have much more about how segregation affects lives over the next week or so. Listen for Project Milwaukee Segregation Matters reports and newscasts and on Lake Effect. And we'll be searching for solutions in a forum. It's on the evening of March 6th. It's a collaboration with Milwaukee Magazine. We'll be recording that discussion and we will broadcast it on Lake Effect. You can find all of the details at WUWM.com/Project Milwaukee.
All right. Thanks so much, Annalise.
You're welcome.
Annalise Henzel is executive producer of our series, Project Milwaukee, Segregation Matters.